Hello and welcome to TXF's Daily News Podcast. First up, in the project and export finance space, on our headline news offering, South Africa's Public Investment Corporation is threatening to derail Smart Telecom's restructuring plan as immediate liquidation looms for the Pan-African telecom company, while ECA and DFI lenders could be set to receive nothing. Over on our third-party news tracker service in the project and export space, JBIC has agreed to provide a $78 million project financing for the Rabi solar PV plant in Saudi Arabia. EDF has suspended its $1.5 billion Shuel 3 hydroelectric power project in Myanmar's Shan State over human rights concerns following crackdowns by security forces on pro-democracy protesters in the country. And the EIB has granted a €350 million credit line to a consortium made up of EDF, Enbridge and WPD to co-finance the construction of a wind farm off the coast of France. Over on our commodity finance news offering, on the essentials front, Taiwan-based Formosa Plastics Corp is out to banks for two loans totaling $930 million to back an iron ore mining project in Australia. And Frank Wu has joined Crédit Agricole CIB as Managing Director, Head of International Transaction Banking China. On our third-party news tracker service in the commodity space, trader Glencore has confirmed the appointment of Gary Nagle as its new CEO, with effect from July the 1st. And shareholders of Russia's GV Gold, including US fund BlackRock, aim to raise between $450 million and $560 million by selling about 37% of the mid-size gold miner through an initial public offering in Moscow. And last but by no means least, in the trade finance sphere, global trade finance network Contour has partnered with international software consultancy ThoughtWorks in China. London headquartered trade and supply chain group OCI has appointed Gary Griffiths as its new CCO. And Standard Chartered is launching sustainable trade finance solutions across Asia, Africa and the Middle East, Europe and the Americas. That's all for now, folks. And don't forget, you can subscribe to our podcast on your usual podcast providers. You can also find us on Twitter, Facebook and Instagram using the handle at TXF Media.